There is no word in the English language that gets thrown around more freely by people who don't know what it means than fascism. Indeed, the more someone uses the word fascist in everyday conversation, the less likely it is that he knows what he's talking about. You might think that the exception to this rule would be scholars of fascism. But what really distinguishes the scholarly community is its honesty. Not even the professionals have figured out what exactly fascism is. Countless scholarly investigations begin with this pro forma acknowledgement. Such is the welter of divergent opinions surrounding the term, writes Roger Griffin in his introduction to The Nature of Fascism, that it is almost de rigueur to open contributions to the debate on fascism with some such observation. The few scholars who have ventured their own definitions provide a glimmer of insight as to why consensus is so elusive. Griffin, a contemporary leading light in the field, defines fascism as a genus of political ideology whose mythic core in its various permutations is a palingenic form of populist ultra-nationalism. Roger Eatwell claims that fascism's essence is a form of thought that preaches the need for social rebirth in order to forge a holistic, national, radical third way. Emilio Gentile suggests a mass movement that combines different classes but is prevalently of the middle classes, which sees itself as having a mission of national regeneration, as in a state of war with its adversaries, and seeks a monopoly of power by using terror, parliamentary tactics, and compromise to create a new regime, destroying democracy. While these are perfectly serviceable definitions, what most recommends them over others is that they are short enough to reprint here. For example, the social scientist Ernst Nolte, a key figure in the German historian's dispute, Historiker Streit, of the 1980s, has a six-point definition called the fascist minimum that tries to define fascism by what it opposes. That is, fascism is both anti-liberalism and anti-conservatism. Other definitional constructs are even more convoluted, requiring that contrary evidence be counted as exceptions that prove the rule. It's an academic version of Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. The more closely you study the subject, the less clearly defined it becomes. The historian R.A.H. Robinson wrote 20 years ago, "Although enormous amounts of research time and mental energy have been put into the study of it, fascism has remained the great conundrum for students of the 20th century." Meanwhile, the authors of the Dictionnaire historique des fascismes et du nazismes flatly assert no universally accepted definition of the fascist phenomenon exists, no consensus, however slight, as to its range, its ideological origins, or the modalities of action which characterize it.